Good morning. Today we are going to read a story from English Supplementary Reader of Class 8. The chapter number is 8 and the name of the story is Jalebis. This story has been written by Ahmed Nadeem Kazmi. He is a Pakistani poet, journalist, literary critic and short story writer. He has written more than 50 books and is considered second only to Prem Chand. The story begins with Munna, who is in 5th standard and he is a very meritorious and obedient student and belongs to a well-to-do Muslim family. One day he went to school with 4 rupees in his pocket in order to pay the school fees. But his class teacher, Mr. Ghulam Muhammad, was on leave that day. All through the day, the coins just sat in his pocket. But when he walked out of the school, the coins began to jingle. The coins started speaking to him. One coin said to him to eat the hot, syrupy, fresh jalebis. The coin told that money is meant to be spent. The boy hesitated to spend his fees money. He knew how strict his class teacher was, and further, he was scared of Allah Mia after doing such an act. The coins are not convinced, and they all started speaking together, thus making a lot of noise. The boy gathered all 4 of them into a tight fist. However, as soon as the grip was loosened, the oldest coin asked him if he didn't feel like eating the jalebis, and also suggested that he was to get the scholarship money the next day, with which he could pay the school fees. The boy's mouth started watering, but still he didn't dare to buy the jalebis. He was brilliant in studies, as earlier mentioned, and also came from a good family. It wasn't quite right for him to stand in the middle of the bazaar and eat jalebis. But the coins were relentless. They persuaded the boy, and they were so keen on getting spent that day. The boy returned home and went inside for lunch. He wanted to control his desire for jalebis, but finally he surrendered. He ran to the meat sweetmeat shop and bought jalebis for a rupee. He got quite a lot of them. Seeing his uncle returning from the court, the boy ran into a lane and he sat there and ate as many jalebis as he could stuff it into his mouth. Soon the boys from the neighborhood also surrounded him. He felt so proud that he started distributing the jalebis among the boys, among the other children. He spent the remaining 3 rupees also on jalebis and handed them out to the children and felt no less than the Governor Sahib. He returned home but found it very difficult to digest the jalebis, and he was all rumbling and rolling on the bed all through the night because of the stomachache. The next day in school, he was asked to pay the fee, and it was informed that the scholarship money will be given the following month. With the shocking news, he felt confused and defeated. He was now afraid of his class teacher and therefore tried to escape from the school without being noticed by anybody. He went to the nearest railway station so that he could while away his time till the evening. Sitting under the tree, the boy prayed to God to send the money, the much needed 4 rupees, to pay the fees for his through his farishta. He admitted his mistakes to the God and promised that he will not repeat the same again in future. But he received nothing from God. The next day also, the boy goes to the same spot near the railway station. He again requests God to grant his only wish, what he wanted, that of 4 rupees. He tried his best to prove before God that he was a God-fearing, disciplined, hard-working and obedient boy. He kept on persuading God till evening, but all in vain. Then he decides to come to the same place the next day in order to observe namaz to Allah Mia very strictly by after washing his body and changing his clothes. Meanwhile, his parents got the news of his continuous absence from the school. We can imagine what might have been going through at his home when Munna reached home. They were all upset and they just wanted to know the reason for his absconding. Munna had to reveal everything, and whatever the aftermath of that, he would have had to face it. After some time, even when the boy had reached class 8, he still was not able to understand why God had not granted his wish and made an innocent and devoted child like him suffer. That is, even at the when he had reached 8th standard, he had become older child, still he was not able to understand what exactly had happened. He had asked God's favor, and he being a very innocent and devoted child, he should have been given what he had asked and God should have provided. However, nothing came and he never understood. But finally, when he grew up, he understood that if Allah Mia were to provide or grant everybody's wish, then man would have been living in like vultures and crows living in nests and would not have taken the pain of making jalebis. That is, man would have become lethargic. The story tells us that God provides to the hardworking and not to people who are hardly working. That is, God is not a divine entity for granting wishes, but mankind has to work to get anything. Success or failure cannot completely depend on God's mercy, but on one's effort. Consistent effort will lead to success, as well as will have God's blessing. This chapter also tells us that it's human to err. That is, human beings tend to make mistakes. However, accepting and rectifying needs courage. Children should be not be discouraged by scolding, but should be encouraged to stand up and accept their mistakes and learn from it. Scolding will instill fear and will make them shy away from accepting their fault, and it can lead to major issues when they grow up. What we learn is that keep the world an open space where there is scope enough to commit mistakes, learn from it, and grow as better individuals. Thank you.